Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hard-working, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, years after her father passed away, she asked him for one thing: to comfort her grieving mother. Days later, something happened she can't easily explain. Was he still looking out for them?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hello! Thank you very much for listening. If you have a real ghost story, we like to hear them and talk about them. So if you'd like to leave us a voicemail, call 855-853-4802, write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com, or become a premium subscriber, get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon, how's everything today?
Well, pretty good. I had a little, this is little, but I'm throwing it out there. Do you remember the other day I said that I'd gone into my bedroom and shut the door and it locked?
Right, yes.
When I went out. Okay, so the other night, this has been a couple nights ago, I get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom and I go to open the door and it's locked.
That's
and
strange.
Here's the thing. You know, they lock from the inside of the bedrooms. I'm not even sure I just love having a lock on the bedroom door. I don't need them, but whatever. It's one where you have to, if you turn it like horizontally, it's open, but you turn it vertically, it's locked. You know what I'm talking about? The little button on the handle.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep messing with it, and like it's brand new. The door is brand new, the locks, the handle, everything's brand new. So it's not easy to turn. I mean, it still has that new tension in it that you really have to say, okay, I want this way. You know, it's not something that, and I don't even know how it could be anyway, but I keep thinking, could I have somehow just hit it some way? But I don't think so. And it's so weird because I am kind of a little bit claustrophobic. So when I go to open and the door doesn't just immediately open, my heart jumps, right? And then I go, oh, wait a minute. I unlock from the inside. The only thing that's got me scared is what if it starts locking like Madden in the bedroom and I'm out of the bedroom or something.
I would consider changing the door handle so it doesn't lock, or doing something
I'm honestly thinking about that, because this is really bugging me.
Because the last thing you want is your dog getting stuck in there, you know?
Yeah, I'm like, I just don't see how I could be accidentally doing it. I think I've got something, you know, I had a talk with it and said that I wasn't good with the knocking in the closet and stuff. And they've been great about that. I haven't had that happen for a while. But now and I told them, part of this is on me. I said, you know, if you want to do some other little thing, just let me know. That's okay. You could do that, but not the knocking in the middle of the night. Well, now it's being locked in, you know, and I'm like,
yeah,
that's weird. Okay. So anyway, folks, if anybody else having this problem out there, I'll throw it out there, guys. But I just don't see how it's something you just have to consciously do.
Right.
You know, it's not something that could just easily turn, you know. So I'm keeping an eye on it, people.
I don't like it. And yeah, I'd be worried about my dog.
And him a little bit, yeah.
And for, you know, temporarily, you could just remove the door handle completely. Although that, I know you well, and that would really bug you to have a door.
Oh, that would drive me absolutely batshit crazy.
It's like, there should be a door handle there. There's just an empty hole. But I can't live like this.
But I am thinking about getting one that just doesn't lock at all.
You know, I don't think mine lock. I have never looked at them because, once again, I live by myself. Why do I need to lock my bedroom door? Look at that.
I just don't think, you know, that there's any... me living by myself, I see zero reason to have a lock on the door. But it's weird because it's the exact same lock that's on my bathroom and it's on the other door. And that's never done it, you know? And I just keep looking at it going,
here's an idea. What you could do today, really quick and easy, like run to the Walmart and get one of those over the door hangers. You know, like I have all my hoodies on the back.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Get one of those. Because once you get those, like, I can't really shut my door. I can, but you got to pull it. It's really hard to shut with that on there.
Something you could do to, you know.
So that might help you for right now anyway.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. But I don't know. That's, you know, just makes me jump. It's like, I always have that when I get in an elevator, my heart just, you know, skips that beat. And I'm like, oh, please. Let these doors open back up. Like, if there's ever a jerk on an elevator, I just start sweating. You know, I'm like, oh no, oh no, oh,
oh
no.
Oh, I do too. Like, that I think would be horrible to get stuck in an elevator.
Oh, boy.
But I can get in an elevator without thinking about that. But it's like being on a plane. I don't really think about the plane going down until you hit really big turbulence. And then I'm like, oh shit, we're going down.
Yeah.
It is kind of like that with an elevator.
Anyways. Okay. So that's my little thing that I have. But here's the other thing I could do. I've been talking to and maybe I say, hey, how you doing tonight? You know, thanks for da, 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 whatever.
Hey, how you
that,
doing?
That door locking thing, you know, maybe we could find something else, some other means of communication.
I'm not feeling good about that.
Yeah, that one's not working for me.
I think I wouldn't even go that route. I would just be like, I'm going to do this because obviously we're having a door locking issue in this house. You talk to it like you would a 5-year-old. Well, obviously we're going to have to change the way we're doing things, aren't we? I would like, it was fine with me the way it was, but obviously you don't like that. So that's fine. We'll do it your way. I guess I'll go out of my way and spend the extra money and have to do that.
That's right. I think I'll have to.
Because we definitely have experience with that attitude.
Yeah, we definitely do.
We're brought up like that.
Well, okay.
Okay, that isn't what I wanted. But if that's what you wanted, whatever. It's all about you, isn't it?
That's right.
Try that. And then I'll be like, oh my God, she's being my mother. I have to stop. let's go to this story. And this says, hey, I love the show. I usually listen when I'm cleaning or driving. I've always appreciated the mix of scary stories and the more personal ones. This isn't a creepy story, but it's something that happened, and I still don't quite know how to explain it. So my dad passed away in 2019. It's been a long time, and for years my mom handled it in a way that almost surprised me. She was sad, of course, but steady and practical. She never talked much about signs or spirits or anything like that, and if anything, she avoided that kind of thinking. So last year, though, something shifted. I don't know if it was an anniversary or just one of those waves of grief that hits you out of nowhere, but she started talking about it more. Not in a dramatic way, more like little comments here and there that stuck with me. She'd say she hoped he was okay wherever he was, or that she sometimes worried she wouldn't see him again when she dies. That one really got to me. She said it very casually one afternoon while we were washing dishes, like it was just a passing thought. And I could hear the fear underneath it. One night after she left my house, I was lying in bed thinking about all of it. And I don't usually talk to my dad, but I've never been someone who does that. But that night I did, not out loud, just in my head. And I basically said, if you're around at all, if there's any way you can do anything, could you give mom something? Let her feel okay. Let her stop worrying so much. I even remember thinking I didn't need anything for myself, just for her. A few mornings later, I was up early because our cat was crying at the bedroom door to be let out. It was still dark outside. I didn't bother putting my glasses on. I've lived in this house long enough that I can walk it in the dark. I know exactly how many stairs there are. I got to the second to the last step, and I missed it. It's amazing how much your brain processes in a split second. That is so true. I felt that immediate drop in my stomach, that weightless tilt forward, and I remember thinking, I'm going down. I even braced myself for the impact, but I didn't fall. I don't remember grabbing the rail. I don't remember my arms going up in the air or catching myself the way you normally would. I just remember my foot hitting the lower step hard and flat, like it had been placed there. It made enough of a noise that my husband called from the bedroom asking if I was okay. He thought I'd fallen down. I stood there for a minute just holding the railing, replaying it in my head. It did match the feeling of how my body moved. The momentum had already shifted forward. I should have kept going. Later that day, mostly out of curiosity, I tried to recreate it. I stood in that same step, shifted my weight the way I thought I would have done it earlier, every time my body naturally tipped forward. There wasn't a smooth correction like what happened that morning. I couldn't make it happen. But I brushed it off. People catch themselves all the time somehow. Maybe adrenaline kicked in faster than I realized. Maybe I grabbed the railing without remembering it. I didn't turn it into anything more than that. About a week later, my mom and I were sitting at my table. We'd been talking about my dad again, old stories, little habits of his, the way he used to hum when he fixed things around the house. She got quiet for a minute and then said she'd had a dream. In the dream, she said, my dad was standing behind me on a staircase. Not in a dramatic way, he was just there like he was making sure I didn't fall. She said it very casually, almost as an afterthought. I had not told her about missing the step. I asked her when she had that dream, and she thought for a second and told me it was the same morning. I didn't say anything right away. I just sat there with that information. I felt a strange mix of skepticism and something else. Later, I told her what had happened on the stairs. She didn't look shocked. She just smiled and said, well, that sounds like him. And it did. My dad was always the steady one, the practical one, the one who made sure everyone was safe before he worried about himself. If someone tripped, he was the one who caught them. If something broke, he'd fix it without making a fuss. I still don't know what to make of it. Maybe I caught myself. I just don't remember how. Maybe she happened to dream about the stairs the same day. Coincidences happen. I'm not someone who needs a supernatural explanation for everything, but I can't ignore the timing. And I can't ignore that after that conversation, my mom stopped saying she was afraid she wouldn't see him again. She seemed lighter somehow. Whether it was real or not, she felt reassured. When I think about that morning now, it doesn't feel dramatic. It doesn't feel like a miracle or a sign written in the sky. It feels like someone who always looked out for us might still be doing that in whatever way he can. Anyway, that's my story. It's not a scary one, but it meant something to us. Thanks for letting me share, Kathy, with a K, Kathy. So that wasn't you writing it in.
No, it wasn't me.
I think it's a really moving story.
I really do too. And I like, it's so funny that she, this is exactly the way I would have handled this too. The thing, you know, talking to it. So she talks to her dad and says, you know, God, just, could you give mom a hand? Like I, you know, she's struggling. She mm-hmm. needs, you know, she just needs to know you're okay, Dad. And if you could do something to help her, that would be so great, or whatever. Whatever it was exactly that she said. And it's funny because I do the same thing. We were just talking about that, me talking to my spirit and saying, could you maybe adjust this or do that or whatever? And then the recreation. Mm-hmm. I do the same thing. Like I try to figure out, okay, is that possible for me to be locking this, not locking it? Can this happen, that happen? Can I knock on the closet and make that sound again or whatever? I do the same thing. I completely get it. I'm, you know, she went right back to the scene of the event and tried to see, okay, there's got to be some explanation to this because I should have just fallen. And then to have her mom say she had this dream about her dad, making sure she didn't stumble on the stairs or fall or whatever. And then mom didn't know that story. So that is a really moving story. I think that, you know, love just transcends.
Because I
do think it seems to be able to span these, you know, things.
Because I think that we've all had that time where you almost fell down the stairs, but whoa, I didn't, you know, or you almost fell down, you almost slipped, you almost did something. It's like, whoa, that was close. Right. So that could have been what happened. But the weird thing that her mom has a dream and the dad on the stairs, that to me is what seals the deal.
Well, and that's what she said. She said, well, I don't know, maybe I grabbed it and didn't remember, you know, the railing or something.
But man,
that isn't what I remember.
Mom, yeah, having mom tell you that.
Yeah.
And that's a good one. And it's interesting that mom wasn't more, like I thought mom would be like, oh, that was a message from your father. And she wasn't. She was like, well, that's the way he was.
Well, and I think that, yeah, it sounded like within the story that quite a bit of time had passed, you know, between her losing.
Right.
And like at first she wasn't saying anything, but then kind of gradually, and I think that is the way grief works for a lot of people. You know, you just can't talk about it right away. It's just too painful, too raw. It's not that you're not grieving. You just aren't ready to talk about everything. And then over a period of time, months or a year, whatever, and you slowly things start coming out and you're able to talk about them and remember the things that make you smile when you talk about them again. So you can kind of get past a little bit of that rough spot, and not that it isn't super painful, but you begin to remember the good things and the good times. So I think the way she said, you know, she just kind of started back talking about it. And I think then she was able, when this happened, to go, oh yeah, that's so him.
I think it isn't all about, you know, something written in the sky. You know, it's not something like that big. It's these little things that happen. And that would be her dad being her dad. That's what he would do. Whoops, Kathy tripped. I got to help her.
Yeah, here I am. Yeah.
I thought that was very sweet. Let's go to this phone call.
My name's Justin. I'm from Iowa. I got a pretty scary story, I'd say. I'm just going to get right into it. When I was younger, probably around 11, 12 years old, me and my friends heard about the Bloody Mary experiment, where you would stand in the bathroom, say her name three times, and supposedly she was supposed to show herself. But we did that, and nothing happened. Well, until later on in the year when I started having reoccurring night terrors. It's what I call them. The first one I remember, I was asleep on the couch, and in my dream, I woke up, felt like I was awake. However, I was still dreaming, but I woke up the same place I fell asleep on the couch. I noticed that the Christmas tree that was in the dining area started smoking, and I got worried, nervous that a fire was about to happen. And I leaned up, and out of the smoke came a woman covered in blood, dried blood, what it looked like, and wearing a long gray dress, her face unrecognizable. And she stared at me for a little while, and then she slowly walked her way towards me. And this whole time, I was completely paralyzed. I couldn't move. And as she got closer, the terror built up to the point to where in real time, where I wasn't dreaming, I was screaming in my sleep loud enough to wake my parents up. And they woke me up as the woman got inches from my face. My parents woke me up. I went and slept in their bed that night. But this night terror seems to happen to me ever since then, at least one or two times a year. And it's always the same. It's always me waking up in my dream, wherever I fell asleep at, smoke coming from a doorway or a closet or anywhere that I can't see behind. And then the woman coming out of the smoke and getting closer and closer to my face until she gets to my face, and that's when I wake up every time, whether it's somebody waking me up or me waking up on my own. But I scream loud in my sleep, apparently, from what I've been told. And after that, I can't go back to sleep for the rest of the night. But it's been different now. I just moved into a new house. There's been shadows and unexplained things going on at our house. And earlier this year, I had the same experience. It felt like the normal night terror, but instead of a woman, it was a man. And he just stood there in the doorway, stared at me. And I woke up on my own free will, felt a little bright, but not like normal, until I noticed my dog, which is a little Boston Terrier that sleeps at the end of the bed, was staring at the doorway where the man was standing, and he was growling. His ears were up. The cackles were going. He was growling. So I said his name, like the fiend. No response. The fiend again. And he turned around, looked like he snapped out of some kind of trance, and threw up all over the bed. I mean, it's really unexplainable. I don't know whether it's night terrors or sleep paralysis. I'm trying to get some advice on what that is. Yeah, I just wanted to call in and let you know what was going on and see if anyone out there had any advice for me or had any idea of what this was.
So, I mean, this could be your kind of classic sleep paralysis. It could be that. The dog I have, what dog was it that I had? Did the same thing once. Got like this really weird look and all of a sudden just threw up. Because I think the dog was like, I don't know what's getting ready to happen.
But I had a really child strange, do the same thing.
Right? So, I mean, that could have been what happened with the dog. I don't know. But, you know, because obviously you and I aren't there, so it's hard to kind of...
It seems a little bit too... The timing to me is suspect on that, where he woke, you know, he had this dream, the man standing there, he wakes up, sees the dog looking over there too, and kind of, I took it that the dog was responding in some way, growling or, you know, upset at that as well.
But could you could you have brought that all on yourself? You're doing the Bloody Mary thing, you go to bed, you're kind of creeped out because you've been calling for Bloody Mary and all that shit.
But nothing happens for a long time. It sounded like it took a while before this first dream just showed up. I don't know that I think that the Bloody Mary thing, it is related. Maybe, but this seems like, I don't know. And Justin would need to do his own digging around and seeing if it just seems to me like there's something psychological that's repetitive that's happening here. And, you know, is there any reason something would come out of the smoke? Was there anything that happened to your life? You know what I mean? And I'm sure Justin's thought about this over and over, that, you know, when he was a kid, there was a fire down the street or something. Is there, what would cause this same thing? Because I could see, like you said, is it sleep paralysis? Sure, could be sleep paralysis. But why is it always the same damn thing? Wouldn't it shake up and be something else kind of creepy? Why is it always exactly the same? I used to have dreams, well, I still do on occasion, but not nearly like I used to, about the house that we grew up in and being very traumatized. But they usually took on some different, you know, situation. It just seems odd to me. And then why the change to a man? I can't decide if this is something, a trauma in his life that is kind of working its way through these episodes, or do we actually have something? Now, he said he moved to a new house and there's been shadows and stuff. He's kind of seeing things. It feels like maybe there's something there, which makes me think that's the house.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's hard for us to really say what's going on there.
Yeah.
I think for me, I would just tell myself I'm having sleep paralysis, because I could live with that a little easier than the thought of really actually seeing that stuff.
Well, you know, I hate to say it, but it feels like the man, you know, the stuff with the woman coming through the smoke, that always seemed to happen in dreams or whatever. This one in the new place seems different. The man is different. The dog seemed to be responding to something there too, which to me is kind of a bit of a indicator when your pets mm-hmm. respond
right
to something outside of just being a trauma yourself that you're working through in your dreams. Yeah. So I feel like maybe he's sensitive, but he's moved to a new place that does have something going on there.
Could be that. I don't know. So if you have a real ghost story, how about this? You share it with us. And you can call it in, leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber with no commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it. Guaranteed or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.